USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump headlines a true campaign-style rally in Duluth, Minnesota last night as he tries to get out the Republican vote in the midterm elections. Asking this about so-called elite Democrats.
Why are they elite? I have a much better apartment than they do. I'm smarter than they are. I'm richer than they are. I became president and they didn't.
On a serious note, the president told the rally the best way to humanely reform immigration policy is to elect more Republicans to Congress, insisting he wants people to come to the United States, but he wants a system based on merit. The Trump administration's reportedly planning to announce, perhaps as early as today, that it wants to combine the Departments of Education and Labor to help shrink the federal government and bureaucracy. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
President Trump has reversed the zero-tolerance policy toward illegal immigrant families at the border. However, some mayors across the nation, especially Democratic mayors, are expressing outrage that they've just discovered some of the children are being held in their cities. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio.
I'm shocked to have learned here today there are now 239 children right here. The youngest to come here, they told us, was 9 months old. How is it possible that none of us knew there were 239 kids right here in our own city?
Many Texas Gulf Coast communities are underwater after over a foot of rain falls over the past few days. Meteorologists predict the rain should subside sometime late tomorrow. The Labor Department says 218,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment last week, 3,000 fewer than the week before, and a little below what analysts were predicting. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Some better news concerning the huge fire in Colorado, a national forest there that's been closed because of the raging 416 fire, is reopening today. The San Juan National Forest near Durango closed for over a week. The 416 fire has burned over 34,000 acres, but it slowed over the past few days. Because of recent rains in the region, it is set that forest again to reopen this afternoon. Still, areas around that 416 fire and another fire nearby are going to stay closed to the public. Tesla is suing a former employee that it says hacked into company computers and divulged trade secrets. The lawsuit was filed in federal court in Nevada, accusing a former technician of transferring gigabytes of confidential data to unnamed third parties. The lawsuit comes after CEO Elon Musk sent an email to workers a few days ago saying that a disgruntled employee had tried to sabotage the electric car company. And a Philadelphia Phillies fan's on the mend after getting a black eye from a hot dog. Yeah, she was allegedly injured by flying meat during Monday's game when the Phillies mascot began firing wieners into the stands with a hot dog cannon. The Phillies have apologized, and they've offered the woman tickets to future games. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.